Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and this is the, it's Tuesday, isn't it? Yes, I think so. So how is everyone today? Ah, had a chat room person. My chat room people went away, but that's okay. Well, we're going to talk about something that I think you really enjoy, and something that's kind of near and dear to all of us. The word is abundance, and visualizing abundance. Now, I did a visualization with one of my clients this morning. Well, actually, I did the visualization. I did the journey for them. Actually, I did that for a couple of people today. But we're going to do it together. So I want you to kind of tune in, jump in with the chat room. If you want to call in, we can talk about abundance. Let's talk about where the lack of abundance is in your life. And maybe as a mystic, that's what I call myself. Well, I've kind of looked for titles lately, and not that I'm a big title person. Sometimes you need a way of describing yourself. And the word mystic jumped out at me. And I've been reading about mystics, and it's a person who kind of lives in both worlds, in the spirit world and in the physical world. And I studied shaman practice many years ago. I got to learn to do journeys. I can talk here, into the spirit world, to the upper world, to hang out with spirit guides and spirit masters. You know, the Buddhas, the Jesuses, the saints and all that fun stuff, right? All those great teachers. That was part of the process of learning to be a shaman, was to do that. But being a shaman is really being nothing more than a mystic, because you live in both worlds. And so as an intuitive performance coach, that's my job, is to get you information from the non-physical world, the spirit world, to help you, to inspire you, to help you to create more in your life, to be abundant. Now, I've defined the word abundance before, and for those who haven't listened to this show before, abundance is really whatever you need to have in your life that you want to feel abundant about. Okay, it could be money. Could be friends, could be relationships, it could be whatever it is. Abundance kind of has a, it's like a coverall, like the umbrella for a bunch of things in your life. So when we talk about abundance, don't necessarily clue into money. It could be clients, abundance with clients, or abundance with friends, or abundance with whatever it is. So when we talk about abundance, so we're going to get into it. So it's, the part of the show is going to be about visualization, a meditation visualization on abundance. Now, if you have an issue with abundance and you need some guidance on it, give me a call. Let's see what Spirit has to say. Maybe it's going to be one of your ancestors, because I do tap into your ancestors. I do tap into your soul, your essence, or the essence of someone around you if you're interested in them. I have this really unique gift, I guess it's what it's called, of being able to read people and tell people about themselves or that person they're concerned about. So I'm not bragging, I'm just trying to explain what I do, just so that you know. So as a performance coach, and I came upon that term very carefully after calling myself a life coach and all these other things. But performance means me helping you to reach the top performance in your life, that whatever you want to achieve in life, you're at your apex, you're at the top of the game, you're whatever it is. So today is about abundance. So let me start with a quote from the Abraham material that kind of lead into this whole discussion. And if you want to call in, what's going on in your life? What do you need more abundance in? Where areas of your life would you want to be more abundant? And also we can look into perhaps what's holding you back from being more abundant. What's limiting you from being abundant? That's part of the performance coaching thing, is to help you to shed those things that are holding you back from being abundant. I always compare it to the hot air balloon. You know, what are the bags on your hot air balloon that are that you need to cut away to soar and fly and be the best person you can be, or the person you want to be? Because it's not what anybody else wants you to be. It's what you want to be. Now, sometimes you need clarity on what that is and to identify that. So that's part of the whole process, I guess. So let me get into the Abraham quote, get back. I have a couple articles on. One is how to visualize and manifest your dreams in 5 steps. And that seems pretty easy. Those quick 5 steps. And then the other one is, this is from Raise Your Vibration Today is the website. Ah, that's kind of a cool name for a website, right? The other one is, I should sign up for these sites. The other one is how to use meditation to visualize your goals. And this is from the Deepak Chopra Center or .com, Chopra.com. So one of his teachers, her name is Trish Thorpe. Okay. And I'm sure that it's been scrutinized to some degree. So that's one of the articles I'm going to get into. The other article I was talking about, the person who wrote it, let's see, who it? Andrea Shulman. Okay. I think that's who it is. Yeah, Andrea. She's a former high school psychology teacher and created Raise Your Vibration Today. That's kind of cool stuff, isn't it? Okay. I'm waiting for you guys, too. I want to hear from you today. Yesterday, the last couple of days, people have been a little shy or disinterested. But today is really about you and manifesting what you want and looking into your future to create what you want and to, you know, make it happen. We're going to make it happen. We're going to create some stuff in your lives if you want to go there. Okay, so let me get into the Abraham quote if I can find it again. This is where I usually, a lot of times I start my day by reading quotes from certain teachers just to get an idea of the theme I want to go with and let spirit kind of go, yeah, that's it. That's the one you want to go with today. Okay, I got it. Okay. And this is from the Money and the Law of Attraction. It's the book published in August of 2008. That's like, what, 9 years ago? My goodness, time flies. I remember the book when it was first out. Anything you're giving your attention to is an invitation to the essence of it. Saying, I want money, but it will not come, is the same as saying, come to me, absence of money, which I do not want. Let me read that again. That's just an interesting sentence by Abraham. And it really is the essence of how it works for some people. It's come to me, absence of money. So if you're focusing on the absence of money, that's what you're getting. If you're focusing on your words and your thoughts, we'll delve into that a little deeper, right? When you're thinking of money in the way that you that will make it come to you, you always feel good. Ooh, when you're thinking of money in the way that it will come to you, you always feel good. When you're thinking of money in a way that keeps it from coming to you, you always feel bad. That is how you know the difference. So it's your emotional guidance system that's telling you where you're going, what you're attracting, or what you want to attract. I like the expression, the term I am. When you say I am broke, you're identifying with that. Now, that's not necessarily going to feel good. When I say the word I am broke, that doesn't feel good. But I am rich beyond imagination. Now, that may not feel good either because there's no real reality to it. It's like you're identifying something that isn't quite there yet, so it's hard to accept it. So sometimes you need to generalize when you're saying that. I am attracting more money, more and more money into my life every day. Now that feels good. I am attracting more and more money into my life every day. Or I am attracting more abundance in my life. Or I am attracting more wonderful, beautiful people into my life. Whatever it is. If you go general and don't get too specific, I'm attracting $1 million by tomorrow, that doesn't necessarily feel good. Now, if it feels good to you, and if you're saying I am attracting I'm attracting $1 million by tomorrow, and that feels really, really good to you, then you're in a good place. You're getting it. You're bringing it to you. Surprise. But if $1 million doesn't pop out in your life in the next few days, or as soon as the universe can arrange it to pop in your life, right? Okay, so let's move on here. I'm gonna move away from that, back into what I was going to talk about. Okay, so waiting for your calls. So let's do that. So if you want to attract abundance, what is it that you want to attract? What does spirit has to say to you about attracting that? And then you always can do it. You know, I keep telling people that. That's one of my really frustrations about people that I deal with and work with and clients and so forth is when I tell them they can attract whatever they want, they go, well, when would happen? The when part really a lot of times has to do with you, doesn't it? I mean, as giving people a look into their future, I can say that in 6 months you're going to have a lot of money. We're back to that Abraham quote about money, love, or you're going to be in love in 3 months. Now, how do you feel when I say that to you? Does it feel really good? Does it feel like, wow, that's absolutely, I know it. The problem is that people bounce from person to person to person and ask 10 different people the same question, and they get 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 different answers, and they get frustrated. And so their frustration is a negative vibration, which kind of pushes away that what you're truly trying to connect with. Okay? Got it? Understand that? So we're going to get into visualization, how to visualize abundance or prosperity or whatever it is that you're looking for in your life. And that's what this show is about. So this is kind of a teaching class. I'd love you to join in with me and get involved in it. Okay? So please decide to be with me today. Okay, let's do the first article I talked about. Raise your vibration today from that. How to visualize and manifest your dreams. Whatever that is, whatever abundance is to you. Now, if you want to talk, just jump into the chat room and say, hey, come back to me. I want to talk because I'm on a different page and don't have both. Guess I could open both screens, but that gets a little confusing because I already have two of them open. A little bizarre, right? If you know about the law of attraction, this is from the article from our friend Andrea. Is it Andrea? Did I do that right? Andrea. Okay, cool. How to visualize and manifest your dreams in 5 steps. If you know about the law of attraction, you've likely heard that it is important to visualize your dreams in order to draw them closer to you. I think The Secret talked about that a lot, or some other, a lot of teachers talk about that. Abraham talks about this a lot. While this is definitely true, it's important that we visualize properly in order to manifest. Ooh, properly. Improper visualization can actually push your dreams further away from us. But think about that. Improper, well, let's get into their specific areas and see if we're doing it that way or not. Here are a few tips on how to visualize your dreams effectively. Following these steps will help you use the law of attraction with success. Now, I will go through these 5 steps, and of course, I'm going to let Spirit, who I channel as I'm doing this show. See, I'm doing this show, just not. I'm actually channeling most of the things I say to you. I'm just letting Spirit throw ideas and thoughts into my head as I go through it. And giving you information. People ask me, oh, is that you or is that? No, it's usually, it, almost always I'm channeling. Be specific. In the initial stages of visualization, it's best to identify as many aspects about this manifestation as you can. For example, if you want to attract a new car, take the time to figure out the exact model and all the options that you would optimally want. Now, I did that in the car that I have now, and I did visualize it. I did see it in my head. That was a long time ago when I first started this process. But I did have a clear picture of what I wanted in a car, and I found it, and I got it. Okay? And it was used, but it was a used car. It wasn't a brand new car on the lot where I could look at all the brand new cars. It was actually a used car The only thing it didn't have was a sunroof, but everything else was pretty much the way I wanted it. So visualize it, right? Now I'm working on a two-door Mini Cooper, okay? Now, the key here, well, we'll keep moving on. Well, I got to stop there right for 1 second. But don't get so much into the how part right now. See, that's what trips people up is the how part. So we'll talk about the how part at another time. We've all had the experience of almost getting what we want, like getting the right car at the right price, but in the wrong color. As you process through these steps, the universe will start to bring you what you've been thinking about. And you haven't thought about all about a key detail. Your dream might manifest without it. Therefore, it is best to fully identify what you want so it manifests properly the first time, and you don't have to go back to the drawing board as almost perfect item has shown up in your reality. Now, I'm going to stop there and go, wait a minute, time out, stop, hold on. When we ask for things and we have a pretty good idea of what we want, like the car, let's say the one they're talking about, the wrong color, well, maybe the universe knows that you need it now. You need it in the near future. The availability of the color might be down the road a ways, but you need that car. So they're going to align for you as close as what you're looking for, but also what actually might even be better for you. What you want and beyond sometimes. Maybe there was something you weren't thinking about in a car. They know your future. I'll give you an example. A good one. This is a good example. Back into the car thing. Let's say you want a car of a certain type of vehicle. And you got it all laid out. And the car has an all-wheel drive. You just regular drive. Didn't matter to you. Front-wheel drive. No all-wheel drive. No four-wheel drive. I just want an all-wheel drive. I don't want an all-wheel drive. But the car you want is an all-wheel drive, and that's how it shows up to you. But the universe is looking a year from now or 2 years from now when you want to go live in the mountains. You didn't know that. You didn't know it was on your future to go live in the mountains where you need an all-wheel drive. But then 2 years from now, when you get that all-wheel drive vehicle, you're going, wow, that was a good choice. I really needed that. That really came in handy. I didn't think about it then, but the universe thought about it. Spirit thought about it. They brought you the one that works for you in the future. So think about that. Just bring me the one that will work best for me, my circumstances now and in the future, right? Bring to me the one that works for me. I like these certain things, but bring me one that works for me now and in the future. It's a good point. Kind of leave your options open a little bit because they're looking into your future and what you want and where you want to go. And you might have forgot that. Oh, I want to go live in the mountains in 2 years and there's going to be snow. So maybe I do need an all-wheel drive. Okay. Focus on only what's wanted. Number two, when you're trying to visualize something to manifest, like maybe a new job, stick only to the aspects you want. In other words, you wouldn't want to be thinking about during your visualization, I don't want a lot of meetings. Okay. Don't go to the negative, basically what they're telling you. Don't go to the negative. Because you're putting that out there. I don't want a lot of meetings. And the universe is saying, thinking or responding to you, I want a lot of meetings. Or I don't want a boss who's a control freak. Well, you've just put it out there to the universe. They're hearing from you, control freak. Thoughts like these will conjure an image in your mind of a lot of meetings or a controlling boss. Visions like that make it more likely that the universe will bring you a job that has exactly the things that you do not want. Now you're visualizing. So if you're saying, I don't want a lot of meetings, you got a picture of meetings in your head and your past, and you're bringing up the past, right? Or the controlling boss. Be careful with that. So only focus on those positive aspects that you're looking for, right? You get the things that you're thinking about. So in the scenario, it'd be better to say things like, I want a lot of time to work independently. That's cool. I want a lot of time at work where I can do things, right? Or I want a boss who is flexible and understanding. So what kind of boss do you want? What kind of boss do you want? Not what you don't want, but what kind of boss do you want? So you're doing your visualization, and I have an article on meditation related to all this. So maybe we'll do some of that, right? Well, I got people joining me on this one to do that. So if I don't get it today, tomorrow we'll do more of a tomorrow I'll be here tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow I will be here. So we'll do a meditation tomorrow on manifesting what you want. Okay? You get to the things that you're thinking about. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Manage your thoughts during your visualization to ensure that they focus on only on the wanted. Only on the wanted. You got that? Okay. I'm always checking back to see if you got – oh, I got a caller. Okay. We're going to talk about manifesting today with abundance in your life. So that's our key thing here. So, caller, I'll be with you in about a minute. Let me do this one more point. Point three, only take a couple minutes. Let the universe decide how it happens. Ooh, we're back to the how part. Ooh, the how part. Please make sure that you don't spend any effort on time visualizing how. That's the key word. Don't spend any effort or time visualizing how your dream will manifest. For example, let's say that you want a 60-inch screen television. Give your vision to imagine yourself going to the store and buying it. Right? You just visualize it there. I mean, the reason is so important that the universe can deliver your dreams in an infinite number of ways. That's a key point. The universe can deliver your dreams in an infinite number of ways. It may be easier and quicker for your dream to come in a way that you've never considered. You know, I have all the answers, and you're asking for an answer, and the answer is out there in the universe somewhere. Let them bring the answer. Maybe you win the television in a raffle, or your friend entered you in without your knowledge, or a coworker needs to move suddenly and simply gives you their brand new TV to you. You never know. You got to let go of the control of the how part. Well, I can only get it, you know, this way, or I can only get it if I go to Sam's Club or if I go to Costco. That's the only way I'm ever going to get a TV is how am I going to get it? I have to go to Costco. Right? No, stop. Don't limit the universe. Stick only to the end outcome. It is your job to decide what you want, but it's the universe's job to decide how to bring it to you. See, I can sit there and think about, okay, a new car. I want a Mini Cooper. But then I can think in terms, well, I have to do this and this and this to make it happen. I have to do this and this and this. How I'm going to make it happen is I have to earn X amount of money more, or I have to go to buy a used one. But I'm stuck in the how part, right? I'm all hung up on that how part. It's going to happen. We're not giving the universe the flexibility of making it happen. And we get tripped up on that all the time, don't we? Don't we just get hung up on the how? How can that ever happen? Okay, I'm taking a caller. So you know what we're on to today is abundance. And let's don't get into how, the how part. And that's a tough one for most of us because we're so used to trying to come up with solutions, and we don't always have the answers. Okay. Caller. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. And whom am I speaking to?
Sherelle.
Sherelle, so what form of abundance do you want to manifest in your life?
Money.
Lots okay, of. So what's the problem?
I don't know. I visualize, I meditate, I be quiet, and they don't pop up.
Well, are you specific about the money you want? When you say lots, do you want enough to cover your bills? Now, there's a point in this article that I'm going to get to in a minute, so you're appropriate here. Are you realistic with the amount of money? Like I said earlier, I want $1 million tomorrow. Well, you know, the universe is going to have a hard time with that, right? It necessarily ain't going to happen right away. So are you realistic?
No, I'm not.
Aha. Okay. So let's get you to be more general. Let's focus on visualizing what you need now to care for your responsibilities, right?
Yeah.
Or what would help you to make you feel a little better? Because when you say I want X amount of money, I don't know what your number is. probably a large number. If that doesn't feel good, somewhere your gut feeling is, eh, I don't know about that one. You know, you can say it, you can ask for it, but if it doesn't feel good, so let me ask you a question. What feels good? If I said, okay, what's a realistic amount of money? What feels good to you? Feels really good to have or to be able to manifest?
1500.
A month, a day, a week, what?
A month.
Okay. That's not an unrealistic amount, right?
Yes.
Happens all the time. I mean, there are people that make $100,000 a month, but you're not asking for that. So I would focus on, I would take the $1,500, write it on a piece of paper, put it on your vision board, $1,500 a month. And then don't worry about how it's going to happen.
I don't have a vision board.
You got a piece of paper and a pen?
Yeah, I have that.
Okay, and write the $1,500 on a piece of paper. Do you have a mirror, like in the bathroom?
Yes, I do.
That's one of the places we go to all the time, is to look in the mirror to get ready to do whatever we're going to do, right? So if you have a reminder every day that that's what you're asking the universe for, I would put it on all the mirrors in the house. Any mirror that you would go by, you can see the $1,500 a month. So that's what you're continuing to ask, and that's what you're continuing to visualize it, right? Now, the second part of that is, what are you going to do with the money?
Continue to save, buy a car, buy a house, go shopping, do whatever I want
to
do.
Well, just start visualizing some of the things that you could use that money for. Make a list. Things you want. I mean, pay your bills, right? That would be a good thing.
Yes.
Maybe a new car. Maybe another place to live. Just kind of have a feel good about, just kind of start visualizing what you would do with the money when it feels good. Yeah, it feels good to have it, right? An extra $1,500,
yes.
Right? Is that what you're asking for? An extra $1,500?
Yes.
Just start visualizing what you would do with it. And it's got to feel good. I mean, if it feels unrealistic, then don't go there. That's the key, what they're saying is don't visualize. Don't start getting into things that don't feel good, like, well, I can never make that, right? I could never get that. Well, then you've kind of self-defeated your whole thing here. But you'll get it. Just get it. Just write it down, that $1,500 a month or more a month or whatever you write it, and then post it and look at it and go, oh, yeah, okay, I'm ready. It feels good to me. I could use it. It would be fun to have. Make sure it feels good when you think about it. Don't feel negative about it. Don't go, well, I don't have the money. I don't know how I'm ever going to get the money. Don't go negative on it, okay?
Okay.
Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged.
Okay.
Because it's about alignment. It's about, sometimes things take time to align themselves. And here's another point for you. Okay, you ready for this one?
Yes.
Sometimes there's an action part of it. We have to do something. When we're shown to do something, we need to do it. We get an urging to do something. I'm not telling you to do this. It's just an example that popped in, okay? You're told to go buy a lotto ticket. You go, oh, I don't buy lotto tickets. Well, you get this urging to go do something, right? Or this urging to, you see this store and you go, or this place, and you go, hey, you know what? I should go in there and look for a job. I think they would like me. You get this kind of urging, like the soul's telling you to do something, then do it. If you get that urging, do it. Don't fight it and say, oh, I'm not going to do that. Got it? That's how it's done sometimes. You get this prompting. It's called the synchronicity. You're asking something, and the universe shows you a bus sign that says, enter this contest, you know. Oh, okay, I got it. And then you keep seeing this sign that says, do this or do that. Same thing keeps popping up in your life. Do it. Don't go, well, nah, I don't know about that. Okay?
Okay. I would like messages from the other side.
Your other side of your dead people?
Yes.
Like your great-grandmother on your father's side of the family?
I don't know her. I don't know.
Yeah, that's who it is. That's who it is. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's a great-grandmother on your father's side of the family, and she is handing you keys to success, or she will be handing you keys to success. I see these keys, they're like the old ancient keys, right? and she's handing you, or they're going to show you the keys to success in your life. They're going to open, give you the key to make it happen, that door to success. That's what I hear for you. So you can believe it or not believe it, but that's the picture I get. That's what she's showing me, is these old keys, like they used to have it, you know, castles and stuff, these old metal keys, right? You turn the door.
That one doesn't mean. What doesn't, like, I heard you say success, but like, what is the cause for it? Like, what is the reason why? What's the reason behind it? When is going to happen? What did I do in order to get that?
I don't know. She's going to show you. You're going to see it. You're going to get it. She's going to show you the keys. The keys are what the door, what you have to do to open the door, right? The key, the opportunity. She'll show you the opportunity to success. So just pay attention. They're with you. They're working with you every day. Just be open to
I
it.
Don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
You're doubting. See, the doubting Thomas is in you is out again. Aha.
No.
You know what?
I said I don't know when they're working with. I don't know when they're working with.
Dear. Let me ask you a question. Is it worth the effort just to kind of believe it for a while and say, okay, I'll accept it. Yeah, I know they're out there. I know my family members, the ones, the dead ones are out there. They're watching me. And I'm just going to have a little bit – I'm just going to fake it and believe it for a while because I know why not. It's like a why not. Let me ask you a question. What you're doing now, is it working?
What do you mean what I'm doing now?
To be successful, to have more money. What you're doing right now, is it working for you to be successful?
And no, because I've been wanting to
know
that for the last
let's don't get into the but. Let's just say, okay, then be open to the possibility that you have non-physical ancestors that want to help you and just say, hey, help me, show me those keys. I'm ready to hear. I'm ready to hear it. I want to believe it. You know, and just be open to
okay.
it, okay, dear? Okay, just be open.
Okay.
Don't miracles happen all the time. You got to believe in miracles.
I do.
You need to read some. You need to get a book on miracles and miracles in people's lives, and you'll start to believe it more. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You be well. Okay. They're telling you. They're going to hand you these keys. So just relax. Okay.
Okay.
Bye now. And what I mean by keys, I don't mean literal keys, but it's an opportunity, a key, something, you know, a key is something that opens something up. So they're going to show you the way, the opportunity to make things happen in your life. They work with you. And first of all, you may, in the case of this lady I was talking to, maybe she wants to have them show up in her life, like a great grandmother. Just show her an indicator that she's with her. A little bit of that thing, like turn the lights on and off, or brush up against me, or the smell, that perfume, or that stuff that her grandmother, those mothballs that her grandmother used to put around her clothes, or something that would indicate, or a picture falls over, or she runs into something from her grandmother, or a favorite song that her grandmother used to play from that time period. Just something that would indicate, yeah, she's with me. So you might want to ask that if you're still with me. Ask. Show me that you're with me. Give me a little sign that you're with me. Boom, done. And once that happens, then you start to believe more. Yeah, okay, I know you're out there. Okay, let's get with it. Let's get with that money part going here. So that may be your first step, is to ask for a sign that they're with you, that they're working with you. And just pay attention to the little things that happen in your life. Okay. I spent a lot of time on that, but that's good. That's good. It's all lessons learned, right? It's all making growth in our lives. Okay, number four. And that, back to the article, like a long time ago we started on this. Immerse yourself in the vision to feel like you have it. Ooh, like my friend here, she wants $1,500. Already feel like you got it, right? Once you have clearly identified exactly what you want, allow yourself to be totally immersed in the vision of it. You know, it's like visualizing it's in your checkbook or your bank account, or visualizing you have the cash already. If it's a dream vacation, do a Google search and look at pictures on the internet of the destination, the airport you'll arrive in, or the hotel you'll be staying at. If it's a new cell phone, go to the mobile store and pick up the phone, look at it and play with it. If it isn't something tangible, simply spend time fantasizing about having it. So like in the lady I was talking about, okay, the $1,500 a month, the big poster that she's put up or the little pictures on her mirror that say $1,500 more a month, boom. So you kind of visualize it. You immerse yourself into that money. Okay. The goal here is to begin feeling like you already have what you want. And you might identify what you're going to buy with it. Maybe you'll spend a little bit of money on yourself. Go down to the store. Go to the stores. Look at the mall or whatever. Going, I'm going to buy this and this and this. I got to pay that bill off next month. This is what I'm going to pay off. You can even write the check. You may not mail it, but you got the check written to go out. Now, that's faith. If you got the check written to pay off a bill, and you haven't got the money yet, then you're just waiting for the money. You got the envelope, you got the address, you got the bill in it, you got the check in it. Now you're just waiting for the money to be in the account. That's immersing yourself in it. Feeling as if you have your dream will bring you into the frequency of actually having it. I like the one about the envelope. You know, that's kind of really a test of the universe. I'm ready to mail it. I even got the stamp on the envelope. Okay. Now, again, we're going to go back to the other steps a little bit. It has to feel good. It has to. If you're doing it, yeah, right, sure, I don't want to do that. Yeah, okay, I'll do it, but yeah, I doubt it. Well, it ain't going to work. Let's go. Oh, that's the next step. This is the most important step, and the one most people get stuck on. Let go. And after you've properly defined what you want and immersed yourself in the vision, you must let go in order for manifestation to occur. Let me read that again. You must let go in order for manifestation to occur. Do not obsess over this visualization anymore. You have done your job of visualizing exactly what you want. Now you must send the universe a message that you expect it to arrive. Okay, well, you've written, you know, you got your envelope, you got the address of who you're sending the money to, you got the check inside, and you got the bill inside. And just put it off to the side somewhere. Forget about it. Don't obsess on it. Just know the money's going to be there. And then when the money's there, you can send it, right? You've done your part. You've done all the research, right, on the car you want. Just turn it over then. Sitting down day after day to visualize sends a message that you're focused on not having what you want. Focusing on not having something creates a situation where it will continue not to come. Yeah, keep thinking about that bill. Ooh. But you've already put the bill over there. You've already said to the universe, I want it. Okay, so very likely you had several experiences where you wanted something very badly for a long time, but you just couldn't seem to take your mind off of it. Actually, finally, one day, I give up on this. I'm ready to move on with my life. And wham! It's manifested almost instantly. Okay. I moved into this apartment. I actually originally moved in with my daughter who was finishing college, and she was living with her mother, and it wasn't working out for her, and she wanted, Dad, let's get a place. And I had to move because my roommate moved, and I wanted to move out of the area, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So we'd been looking. We had been looking everywhere in the area where I live, and actually the surrounding area, quite a ways around us. Nothing came up. Nothing came up. So we said, okay, this is it. We give up. This is the last time. I don't want to look anymore. I'm tired of looking. And bam, we found this place. And I've been here 8 years. Bam. So I gave up. It's done. I'm done. Okay, bam, it's done. So sometimes you just have to kind of let go and say, okay, I've done all my fussing and fuming about it and getting all upset about it. So once you turn it over, once you let it go, now, it doesn't hurt to remind yourself of what you're looking for, but you don't want to obsess on it. So I would say if that mirror job that I was talking about, just put it up there for a couple of days so you have a really clear visualization of what you want, and then take it down and let it go. Just release it to the universe. I studied this principle way back when, long time ago. Oh, I got a few more minutes. I can go into this one. I studied this principle a long time ago, probably 30 years ago, in a book on creative business practices, and it talked about solving problems. That you don't solve problems by sitting and worrying about your problems. You don't business problems or whatever problems. You let it go. You turn it over. And as I said in the book, if you got a problem, don't sit at your desk and think about your problem. Go out and play golf. Go take a bath. Let it go. Turn it over. That's a cool way of thinking about it, isn't it? Just let it go. How many of us obsess on it? Things, especially want to control it and obsess on it. Continue to obsess on it, right? Okay, well, I get into the other article about manifesting or how to meditate, how to use meditation to visualize your goals. I don't have time today to get into the whole thing, but I will read the beginning of it and we'll talk a little bit about it. And then get it. So this article by Trish Thorpe. One of the most inspiring and powerful things that you can do as a human being is to visualize what it is that you want to manifest and make it happen. The power of the mind is astonishing. And when coupled with mindfulness-based practices like meditation, you can increase your ability to make leaps and bounds towards creating the life you desire. So this is a little practice. So this is like the next step, or one of the steps that we can use in visualizing and manifesting what we want is through meditation. Goal setting is the catalyst for making this happen. The purpose of setting a goal is to achieve a desired result. When applied carefully with intention, action, momentum, and focus, setting and achieving your goals gets you from where you are now to where you want to be. But first, you have to know where that is. Where begins with your vision? Oh, it's like we talked about the new car, right? Yeah, the new car, the new Mini Cooper for me. Or the Mini Cooper. We'll call it new. It doesn't have to be new, but that'd be cool. Just a nice one. Little two-door. I've kind of decided on a two-door instead of the four-door. I don't know why, but I just do. You know, colors I like. Yeah, certain colors. But I'm kind of flexible on colors. So I have to let it go, right? So I know what it is. My friend who called in the $1,500 a month. Know what you want. Just have a goal, right? That's your vision. The first step is start with the end in mind and work backwards. So where do you want to be? Okay, maybe you want a partner. You know, kind of have an idea what you want in a partner. Everybody's got their idea. You know, you have these dating sites, right? Everybody has a vision. You know, they write down, this is what I want in a partner. And blah, 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 blah. He's got to be tall. He's got to be this. He's got to be that. Or she's got to have this. Or she's got to have that. We all have kind of what we want in mind. So you kind of know where the end result is. Now, mine's a little simpler, but mine's humor. Having a great sense of humor is really an attraction. So I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop right there. And so we're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to go into the next step on this tomorrow. We're going to take this one next to the next level. We are going to move into meditation to manifest what you want tomorrow. So join me on tomorrow's show and we'll do that. And we'll look at manifesting and I want call in tomorrow. Where am I? Here I am. Call in tomorrow. We'll identify with what you want to accomplish or be in the chat room tomorrow. And we'll do a meditation on manifesting whatever is it in your life that you want, your abundance in your life. It could be money. It could be a job. It could be a boyfriend, girlfriend. It could be a new car. It could be a new place to live. That's what we'll work on tomorrow. Remind me. No, I will do that. Absolutely. Tomorrow we'll get into that. So this has been fun. I enjoy this a lot. This is one of my favorite subjects in the whole world. And talking to dead people and tying that into manifesting is really kind of a cool thing. And let them do it for you, right? Telling my great-grandmother I want this. My grandmother, my father. So thank you for listening. Join me tomorrow for the next step, manifesting abundance in your life. I love you. Bye.